This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A new study reveals that for some drugs to treat neurological conditions, the out-of-pocket costs have gone up as much as 20 times what was paid just 12 years ago. Joining us is the head researcher of that study, Dr. Brian Callahan. He's an associate professor of neurology at the University of Michigan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, for what kinds of conditions are these drugs needed, so we have an idea about what we're talking about?
Yeah, we studied five neurologic diseases: multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, epilepsy, neuropathy, and dementia.
So a lot of these are fairly common, and the drugs have gone up that much. Why have they gone up so much?
Yeah, the biggest reason the out-of-pocket costs are going up is because insurance companies are shifting costs to patients. And so it used to be just small copays, and copays have gone up. But now some of these costs are going on to people's deductibles.
Because they're changing the plans that are available.
That's right.
A lot of this has happened in the last couple of years. What's changed just in the last couple of years?
Well, there just is this movement towards high deductible health plans. And even plans that aren't quote-unquote high deductible, the deductibles are going up. And so that's a trend that has been increasing over the years, and particularly over the last couple.
Does the health insurance industry tell you why they're doing this, or is it just a matter of making more profit?
Well, I think the big thing is that, you know, our drug costs are so expensive, and that insurance, their main job is to try to rein in costs as best they can. And so this is one mechanism by which they do that.
So if you're a physician and you've been prescribing this to your patient and it's working, are you aware that they're paying a lot more out of pocket?
Well, that's a really great question. I think often we're not aware. I think some patients bring it to our attention, but that's probably the minority. I don't think most patients feel comfortable talking to their physicians about costs. And oftentimes there's not a lot of time. We're talking about so many other things. So costs often gets tabled. One of the big problems is that doctors don't have access to patient-specific costs. And so, you know, while we can help guide patients on expensive and inexpensive medicines or generic and brand, we can't tell you exactly how much this costs for you until you go to the pharmacy.
Right, because I don't know what insurance plan you have, and even if I did, I don't know the fee schedule, right?
We have some of that information, but it takes the insurance company working with the health system, working with the pharmacy. You know, that technology all exists, but now we need to get three big players to work together, and that's not happening.
So what can be done to help people if they are not willing to speak out to the doctor saying, hey, this is getting out of hand, what options do they have?
Well, I think, you know, we're hoping that this study sheds some light on the fact that patients and physicians need to start talking about these issues. It was not too long ago that they were so small that maybe it wasn't something that needed to be discussed. That's no longer the case in 2019. So patients and physicians need to have these conversations.
Now, we talked about, you know, 20 times the cost, but what are we talking about out of pocket 12 years ago versus now?
So it's variable for each patient and the type of drug. So MS is the one that the multiple sclerosis medicines, they're very expensive. And so we're talking about on average $300 out-of-pocket costs for patients.
For a month?
For a month.
Okay.
But that can range from 5% of people pay $5,000 a year and 5% of patients pay $50 a year. So you can see that there's a huge spread in the amount. You could be paying a lot or nothing. And so that gets it very confusing.
Help put this in context for us, because we know drug prices have been going up across the board. How out of whack is it for these commonly prescribed drugs for neurological conditions to go up this much compared to everything else?
I don't think this is a unique problem for neurologic medicines. I think this is cost shifting. And so if the medicine is expensive, there's going to be a large out-of-pocket cost. And if there's smaller cost medicines, it'll be less, but it's still way more than it was, say, you know, 10 to 12 years ago.
So your study was published in a medical journal. We'll talk about that in a second. But what kind of feedback have you gotten from your colleagues or anybody else for that matter?
I mean, I think people are excited about this research because it shows that this is an issue that we now need to deal with. I think everybody had the sense that this was a problem, but we've kind of documented exactly what it is and when this has changed and how it's changed over time.
Well, these five conditions you're talking about, they're all very serious. They're all very common. Is anybody getting to the point where they just can't afford to get the medicine at all?
That's definitely happening. And we're actually doing a study right now to look at exactly how much people are not using medicines based on out-of-pocket costs. We know from past studies that it has an effect, but we're trying to do the most precise study looking exactly how much that affects people taking medicines.
Yeah, we'll definitely want to talk to you about that when that study is finished. Dr. Brian Callahan is an associate professor of neurology at the University of Michigan. He was the head researcher of a study published in the journal Neurology. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. Anytime.